Okay, well, hello, BSPs, and welcome to another pre-show. This one for Friday the 13th, and right now I'm recording this for you guys. You're probably sick and tired of hearing me talk about the time change, but literally early in the morning here on a Friday. You guys will be hearing this whenever you hear it on Friday. We're 12 hours ahead of you guys on the West Coast, and we are a good, 9 hours ahead of you guys on the East Coast here in the Maldives, south of India. And I was looking at a map. Actually, all I had to do was get out my phone and look at the satellite tracking on my phone, and I saw that, in fact, I'll take a picture of it and post it someplace, maybe on the BSP page or on the Facebook fan page, of exactly where we're located in the Maldives Islands. These are, they look like they're volcanic peaks that are underwater, and the interior of the peak is where all of that clear water is, and on the outside, coral has built up. And then beyond that coral seems to be an area of shallow water, I guess, which is the sides of the mountains themselves. And then further out is the ocean. So it's a really kind of weird looking thing. But one of the things about it, I was on the beach yesterday, and I was just kind of running my fingers through the sand, and just, it doesn't take anything, man. Just up through your fingers comes bits of coral. This whole area is just coral, pure and simple, and sand. The houses in the Middle East, and when we were in Dubai, I think I told you, the houses in old Dubai were built originally in the 19th century by the Iranian settlers there, the Persian settlers, out of coral. And there's lots of coral, man. Just come up with coral, just like I say, in your fingers. And of course, you probably know, if you've traveled in these areas where there's coral, it's illegal to take it out of the country. It's illegal everywhere that I know of where there's ever been coral to take bits of coral with you out of the country. And somebody asked the question on the Facebook, on our Facebook Live yesterday. They asked, how long before climate change eventually envelops the Maldives? It'll be 50 years. This will be underwater, these islands. So, and I'm sure that the people here have made preparation. I don't know, maybe they're living in a fantasy land like so much of our country seems to be living in, but nonetheless, I don't want to be politically whatever here this morning. It's kind of overcast. It rained last night, which doesn't surprise me at all. You know, we're I don't know, not too far above the equator, and I don't know how the weather rolls out right at the equator, whether we're in the winter season with this is like spring going into a summer. I don't know, but it's been not really buggy. It's just been kind of misty, overcast a little bit, but then there's the sun broke through in the afternoon, and it's been warm the whole time. That's all I care about, and it's been really nice. We spent the time yesterday just hanging by the pool, and we had a Thai went to a Thai restaurant. They got the connections here between these islands are by way of pier or boat, or you can swim. And it being dinner time, probably wasn't the best time to swim. And they had this big-ass long pier connecting this little island we're on, Veli, to another one where they had a Thai restaurant. And so we went over there, and we were, to be perfectly honest with you, underwhelmed by the selection. I mean, I'm not the cheapest guy in the world, and I don't think Maria is either, but when they tell you that, certain things come with your vacation getaway package, and then it doesn't turn out to be that way, I'm not about to sit there and spend, $60 for their whatever it is, hot and sour Thai soup. So, nonetheless, it was okay, wasn't the greatest. Then their tequila. Aha. One thing to know, if you are a tequila fan like I am, the shots they pour here in the Maldives, this is a Muslim country, okay? So there's no booze except for in these resorts. And there was couples last night sitting down, all of them younger couples, but probably in three instances, the women were completely covered. One girl was in a complete burqa with just, her eyes showing. And then I think at some point she took off the much of the head scarf. And then there were varying forms of that. So over here, man, it's real religious. And even when you get into a restaurant, they're gonna pour you their legal shot. Their legal shot here is like smaller than a legal shot in the States. And anybody that, you know how it is, any bartender that's going strictly by the shot glass is not any bartender you're gonna want to be hanging around with too much. We all like our bartenders to just kind of stick the bottle there in the glass and look at you. Hey, how you doing today, Mr. Henry? I was really good. Oh, excuse me, I must have poured you two shots. Anyway, so I had two shots of Patron, which was okay, and then their house tequila over here, because they don't really know from tequila, is Cuervo Silver, which I know a lot of you guys may like. I think it's piss. It's one step up from moonshine, as far as I'm concerned, and I had a couple shots of that, and then I had to basically bury it with a ginger ale. So we split, but had a good time walking back, laughing and looking at things, and all of the marvelous things one does when one is on vacation. I'm trying to think of what it was that we were looking at, but I mean, you can get lost here at night real easy because there's all these different winding trails and stuff. I think I see Her Highness getting up. Maybe not. Or maybe that's one of my neighbors. I was walking down this trail. I had a big movie screen set up, like movies for a Saturday night. I don't know what that was, but I also, yesterday, in sort of looking at the wildlife, because I'm getting to this point in my life now where every animal, you know, like I'm going so goddamn vegan, it's not even funny. And so, like, I really worry. And I saw some dude and his girlfriend walking down the beach here in front of me yesterday. He had his snorkel, but it looked to me like he had a spear. And it kind of bummed me out thinking this dude was going to be spear fishing. I didn't see him do it, but I did ask, and they said, yeah, fishing is allowed. But I don't know what kind of fishing we're talking about, whether they allow spear fishing, whether it's with a, you know, a hook and a line. But yesterday in the water, I saw a small sand shark, and no more than, you know, whatever they are, 4.5 feet, 5 feet long. It's not a predatory animal. It's nothing you have to be scared of, but it was interesting to see this dude. He was like kind of a light blue colored little shark zipping through the water. Seen, you know, snapper, and I think I saw some, I don't want to say sea bass. It's a much, much smaller, might have been a halibut or something. And then rockfish. These are the interesting things here on our fish watching show. And then, what other stuff, man? Just, you know, then got back to the place here and sacked out. It's a long goddamn day because you get up early, you know. When you're on a vacation in a place like this, you tend to get up really early because you want to see the sunrise. And the thing about the Maldives is they're always talking about the sunrise. You have to see the sunrise. Well, we haven't seen it yet because we've got some clouds out there, so. And you can maybe hear the bird over there. There was a bird talking to me yesterday. Way out here on the horizon looks to be a reef of some kind. I don't know what the hell it is. The tide's out, so it's really low tide right now. And I'm looking out directly across from me, and with the tide out, it looks like there's one big, long reef, which wouldn't surprise me. And then on the other side of that, of course, is the ocean and the deep blue, man, of the Indian Ocean. Let's see. So that's kind of where that's at. Other than that Thai place last night, though, the food's been, like, out of this world, man. They had breakfast yesterday. It was beyond description, man. Like, I don't know. I don't know how to describe it, but they really go in for things like, they were making a damn crepe out of a combination of cheeses. They were doing these wild breads with all kinds of grains and real honey. I mean, they actually had the honey cone there with the honey dripping out of it. They've got every kind of egg dish and you know, coffee is fantastic. And they really pride themselves on their coffee in this part of the world. Not that this is necessarily coffee country, although, you know, Africa is and the Middle East. The coffee's been really good. So I would recommend the Anankara resorts. This is the one in the valley. And this place is owned by an American. And of course, we met the general manager the first night, and this dude's all, I guess this is the cat's pitch, you know. He's like, Roy, you know, and he's an Australian. He says, we're valued about $8 billion, and we're owned by an American. So here comes my neighbor. He's going swimming. and probably gonna be looking around. He's got his girlfriend with him, so we have neighbors. I do, man. And I just gave him a big thumbs up. All right, kids, that's it for the pre-show for today, and it's all good. So we'll be signing off for today, and we'll talk to you guys. No pre-show for tomorrow, but you know what? I'll try and get a Facebook Live going over the weekend, a couple of them going over the weekend, and then on Monday we're back. We are back in Los Angeles and back with our shows a week from Monday. But we will be back in L.A. By next weekend, and I'll be in touch with you guys. Okay? Thanks so much for... Thanks for being you. Thank you for being you. Whoever you are. I know who you are. Who am I?